1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Spin Magazine's got an article on crank phone calls and how it's an art form, and how, let's see, Jimmy Kimmel is going to do a show about crank phone calls, and a variety of people have discovered making crank phone calls and what an art form it is. And I wanted to mention something about that, because Janice, as she was reading me the article, I began getting irritated listening to it. Now, I'm not saying they should have interviewed me for the article, but let's give a little credit where credit is due. There's a reason why these so-called crank phone call forms of entertainment are popular again, and it ain't because of the Jerky Boys. Let me just say this, and say this with as much humility as I can possibly muster. I happen to know that Jimmy Kimmel listens to our show because he emailed me once. I happen to know that Adam Carolla listens to our show because he called me once. I happen to know that Comedy Central, where a couple of these new crank phone call shows are going to originate from, had me in for a meeting because they just think that what we do is ever so funny. Not that they had any good ideas on what we could do, but they lifted our ideas. I mean, they suddenly had an original idea about doing funny crank-style phone calls and putting it on the air as a television show. And what we've said all along, I think, is true. I think we should say this because it bears mentioning, it bears repeating, it bears beating into the ground, it bears being repetitious ad nauseum. And that is that we don't make crank phone calls on our show. We get people to call us. There's a big difference between picking the phone up and calling somebody who doesn't know who you are or what you are, calling their residence or calling their business, and then pretending you're somebody else. There's a big difference between that and presenting yourself on a radio program as someone and having people pick their own phone up and call in to a show that they know is a show, that they are giving their consent to being on, as opposed to not giving their consent for anything else. Now, the article is called Crank Yankers in Spin Magazine. It's written by a guy named G. Beto. And now Mr. Beto writes about these new shows. One, I think, is going to, as I mentioned, is going to be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. It is called Crank Yankers, right? It's on Comedy Central, created by the man show Jimmy Kimmel, and there's no human beings on it, says Kimmel. It's just puppets screwing with each other. The calls, however, are real, perpetrated by Kimmel, Carolla, and guests including Dennis Leary, Kathy Griffin. The Wu-Tang Clan appear as musical guest puppets. We try not to threaten people, but that's pretty much the only rule. So are they making call-outs, Janice? Are they calling other people on this program? Well, I think that the puppets are calling people. Oh, that's okay. Now, here's the thing that I'd like to say at this particular juncture. I got into serious, serious trouble throughout the last 10 years of my career putting people on the air without their consent or knowledge. I was told by attorneys that you can't do that, that that's a felony. You know what I mean by a felony, don't you? That means you go to jail for a significant length of time. And that you may not record anybody, and you may not even so much as put anybody on the air without first not just saying you're on the air, but getting their permission to be on the air or to be recorded. And I had people come down on me pretty good for it. So, down through the years, we've learned to change how we do things. I no longer, for instance, I'll give you an example. I used to have people call thinking that they had reached the pizza parlor. And we put them on the air and we talked to them as if they were in a pizza parlor. Well, I have learned that what you have to do is tell them that they're going on the air. And most people don't get it. You know, they think they've called a pizza parlor. When you say, I'm going to put you on the air in a moment, they still think they're talking to a pizza parlor. So we've had to do things to change how we take calls that are incoming to us if they happen to be for some other form of business. But I can't put anybody on the air without telling them that they're going on the air. I can't record anybody without telling them they're being recorded. So how is it that Kimmel and the rest of these guys, Beastie Boys, I think the Beastie Boys used a couple of crank calls in their early recordings, Jerky Boys, whoever, how is it these guys are getting away with this? How come Phil Hendry has got to deal with lawyers and these guys get to do an entire television show based around the idea of goofing with people on the phone? And don't make any mistake, this isn't any idea they copped from the Jerkies. This is something they got from us. And the success ongoing of this program in creating characters, in creating the kind of theater that certain people buy into. They call us, they want to be on the air, they don't know they're talking to a made-up person, they don't know they're talking to a puppet, made-up person. I guess Jimmy uses puppets, and what do we? We just use voices. They do voices with a puppet. Now, you may not get permission from somebody after you crank call them. That is, my understanding is that's illegal. In other words, if I were to call my good friend Craig Taylor, pretending that I was the President of the United States, and I promised to get him laid, and Craig showed up at the White House in his Sunday best, only to find out that he was being crank called. And then I came up to him and I said, "That wasn't really me, Craig. That wasn't the president. That was me. You were being cranked by me." That's not legal either. You're only allowed to do it if you get their permission to go on the air or to be recorded. Now that's what I was told. I know that happens to be the case in the state of Florida, and I know for a fact that's the case in the state of California. So who exactly are these people calling? And what is it that this guy, Mr. Beto, is talking about? And why didn't he interview me for his rotten magazine? Otherwise, I wouldn't have spent 15 minutes talking about this. Spin Magazine, by the way, wanted to do an article on our show, but I guess they got talked out of it because they had to do a show about crank yankers and Jimmy Kimmel, and you know, they couldn't be bothered with the guy who does it every day, ongoing, Monday through Friday, for 10 solid years. We don't do crank calls. We got people calling us. We have elevated the crank call or the prank call. It ain't even a prank call anymore. We've elevated it to an art form. We've elevated it to a new height that nobody else can attain other than us. We do it every single solitary day. We have people calling this show, talking to made-up people. This program has elevated the crank call to, we're the guys that elevated it to the level of art. And this guy's article is about how the crank call has given no respect as an art form. You're darn right. Starting with your article, pal, you didn't even mention good old Phil. So I don't know how these guys are going to do it without going to jail. That's number one. And number two, give credit where credit is due. Now, you know, ordinarily I don't talk about these things, but when an entire article is devoted to at least one guy who I know has emailed me telling me how much he loves my show, Kimmel, another guy, Carolla, who's called me, Comedy Central has had me in for meetings, and then they turn around, take the basic concept that we have not only popularized but elevated to that art form, now they're making a TV show out of it. Thank God NBC came along and said, you know what, write us a script, Phil. We have a little bit of respect for your talent. Forget it. I don't even want to do my show anymore. Screw you. All of you. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, what did I tell you about the hysteria around the molesting priest story? You got it. Some guy just shot a priest. What did I tell you about the mob mentality surrounding the molesting priest story? You got it, baby. Some guy just gunned down a priest in Baltimore. Talk about knowing things are going to happen before they happen. Talk about being on the cutting edge. I'm a regular Bill O'Malley. This is the no crap zone. Some poor priest, I don't know whether the guy's guilty of molesting anybody or apparently they don't go into a court of law back there in Baltimore. You just walk up to the guy and shoot him. A Baltimore, Maryland priest shot and seriously wounded by a man who turned himself in, told authorities the clergyman had molested him when he was a teenager. Oh, okay. Well, we'll believe you. Maurice Blackwell was shot Monday evening several times. Police said the suspect, Dante Stokes, surrendered late Monday. He told police that Blackwell had molested him in 1993. The Archdiocese of Baltimore police investigated the allegation but could not substantiate it. Therefore, he shot him. Stokes told police that Blackwell had molested him in 1993. The Archdiocese of Baltimore, blah, 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 blah. So that's what's going on now. Now they're shooting priests, and of course, Fox, that being the place where they, you know, just no emotion, just facts. We report, you decide. They said, is this the beginning of a new phase? Are we now going to see priests being shot? Gee, I don't know. Thanks for the idea, though. I heard somebody on that channel the other day say something along the lines of, it was like that. It was a kind of a suggestion to the viewer. priests being shot. Could this be the beginning of a new phase, huh? Wink, wink. You think we ought to shoot priests? Give us a call here on the Fox bullcrap line and tell us if you think we ought to shoot priests.
Yeah, I think we ought to.
Wow, okay. Jeez. Hey, one other thing. When are we going to give up on using Hitler as the comparison for everything? Because it's reached a new idiotic low at my house. To wit, this morning, my two youngest. Oh, gee, thanks a lot. You ate all of the Fruity Pebbles.
Well, it was a mistake.
Yeah, Hitler made a mistake, I guess. So now, eating all the Fruity Pebbles cereal is now, we immediately have to go to Hitler and what he did in Europe in the 30s and 40s. I said, you got to be putting me on. She ate all the Fruity Pebbles. Well, okay, what's that got to do with Hitler? Well, Hitler, you know, he made a mistake, too. No, he did it on purpose. Yeah, and so did she. We just get off the Hitler comparisons. Every time you turn around, somebody's with the Hitler thing. Oh, I'm sorry I bumped your car. Yeah, Hitler was sorry, too, wasn't he? Hitler, we got to get rid of him. I know the guy was bad. Let's never forget what he did. But you can't just drag him out every time you're having an argument with somebody. I thought I was doing the right thing. That's what Hitler said. Mr. Henry? Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. I left the wrong number of milk bottles here from the dairy. I know you wanted yogurt and milk, and we left the cheese and the yogurt. It was an oversight. Yeah, I guess Hitler had a little bit of an oversight, too, those 6 million Jews, huh? What, are you out of your mind? No, I'm not out of my mind. Every time I call the dairy, I can't get the right... Hitler, he made a mistake. Well, you know, what does Hitler got to do? I'm talking about yogurt here. So I told the kids, no more Hitler comparisons. And the kids have gotten into this thing, too, which is really bugging me. The other day, I tried to get online, and I couldn't get online at my computer. And why was that? Because one of the kids had his computer still plugged in, and he hadn't logged off, and he went to school. So I took his phone line, I wrapped it up, and I hid it. He gets home from school, he says to my wife, what happened to my phone cord? He says, well, Philip took it because you hadn't logged off. God, this is just like Nazi Germany! This is just like being a Jewish war prisoner. A Jewish war? You're taking a shower and you have your own private computer. I don't think so. Well, I mean, you know what I mean. No, man, I got no clue what you're talking about, you knucklehead. I took your freaking phone line because you didn't log off the computer, and I can't stand having to go upstairs and telling these guys, log off, I got to use the computer. We have three phone lines going into our house. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Three phone lines, and there are times I can't use a one of them. Somebody's on the phone, somebody else has used the other line, and got two people working a computer. And I refuse to believe that homework can't be done without a computer or word processor. I refuse to believe it. Nobody is going to get me to believe it. You could put lit matches to my feet. I will not believe that you guys can't do your homework unless you have a computer. And every time I try to log on at 9 o'clock, there's one of them on, what are you doing on a computer? I'm on Internet Explorer. Why? Oh, I'm doing research. For what? For a Spanish project? Oh, bullcrap. What do you mean a research for a Spanish? You're taking Spanish. What are you researching? The route to Madre? I mean, where it began, you know? You're looking up all of Humphrey Bogart's movies. You want to get... What do you got to research? Here's the word, Madre. It means mother. You mother. I absolutely refuse it because now when I threaten these guys, I'm going to take you off the computer. You are going to be... You're going to be offline for a month. I can't... Well, how am I going to do my homework? No. You ain't going to lay that one on me, man. You ain't rolling that one out. Here, pen, pencil. Remember in The Sopranos, she said the same thing to her kid. I get all my parenting from The Sopranos. Here, pen, pencil, paper, go, do. By the way, check out the Phil Henry website. We have our celebrity ass poll up and running. Who is it this week? Gina Davis, Dana Plato, Victoria Principal, Suzanne Summers, or... Charlene Tilton, you vote on who's this week's celebrity ass. 1-800-449-8686. While you're there, check out our wall of female listeners and take a look at the pictures of the only 15 women in the world that listen to The Phil Henry Show. It's all there on philhenryshow.com. We'll be back.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
A little later in this hour, Dr. Jim Sadler, a man who has self-taught himself five musical instruments in 15 minutes. He is a master on all five. According to his website, he taught himself five different musical instruments. He plays them proficiently to the point where he can play any song you ask him to play on each instrument. And he mastered each instrument in 15 minutes. This I gotta hear. Coming up in a few minutes here on the Phil Henry Show. So here it is here. Crank Yankers. And my good friend, Mr. Pelton, our associate producer and call screener, just walked in and said, "Hey, Phil, yeah, isn't Mr. Kimmel the one that called you and wanted to know if you wanted to be a part of this show?" I said, "What show?" He says, "This Crank Yankers." I said, "Yeah, you're right. I forgot." We told him, no, we didn't want to. Show like that, I'm either the host of that show or I don't have nothing to do with that show. Not that I wouldn't deign to associate with such fine people as Dennis Leary, who's on the program, Adam Carolla. I mean, they're all funny guys. Just don't try to tell me, man, that you do an article about these guys and you're going to plug Phil in someplace. Just kind of squeeze a little mention in, especially when the guy has the whole history of crank phone calls. But, however, to be fair, if what I say is true, if there is a difference between what we do and making a crank call, then, of course, we don't belong in this article as crank callers, but we do belong in this article as people who have elevated the medium to new heights. Thank you very much. Yeah, they called. When was that, Chris? 6 months ago? Yeah, we'd like to talk to Phil about being a part of 3 months ago. And we're going to do a show and a doom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And would he like to be on? And what is it? Well, he can do phony voices and this thing. Well, no, not really. Who's producing it? Well, we are. Well, I don't, you know, I'd rather produce it. Why don't you work for me? They said, no, thank you. I said, all right. That was the end of that. So they hired Dennis Leary. Dennis Leary's a very funny guy. Good actor, too, isn't he? Do you wonder where exactly he wants to go next? I would say movies, Dennis. Movies is what you do. You're a good actor. You did well in Wag the Dog. You did well in that Judgment Night. I don't know how many flicks the guy's been in. They've been very good. You don't need to be on the Yank My Crank. Because if you ain't cranking it, you're yanking it. We try not to threaten people, but that's pretty much the only rule, says Kimmel. So they do outcalls. They do. Sarah Silverman, I guess she's one of the actors, pretends to be an official from the Department of Waste. She tells these people that they're producing too much waste and that they have to limit their crapping to once a day. That's funny. It's funnier if you do it the way we do it, which is the people call in after we have a guy say, you got to limit your crapping to once a day, as opposed to calling some poor guy who may be sitting on the toilet right at that moment. And I still want to know how to get away with doing this without letting them know first they're being recorded or on the air. I'm telling you, this is a particular area of interest for me, since it has personally affected me on more than one occasion in my career in the pursuit of greatness and more money for me. How come these guys get to do this without telling nobody? I want an investigation by the Attorney General, the DA. I want every cop. I want every cop woman. I want police woman, all of them. I want freaking Spider-Man on this one, man. What's up with this? Up in Canada, they can do it this way. Canada, they ain't got any rules. You can call somebody, tell them that they're a pile of crap, then tell them, ha-ha, we were only kidding, we were taping it. May we use it on the air? And then they'll say, oh, okay, that's Canada. This is America. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. We don't throw bananas on the ice when somebody's got a black goaltender like they did up in Montreal. Thank you very much, Janice. Did you hear about that? Oh, my God. This is in Montreal, Canada. If there was ever any doubt in your mind why those people up there should just go ahead and admit to everybody that they're really Europeans and belong back over there. You heard about this? The Montreal fans playing Carolina in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Carolina has a black goaltender named Kevin Weeks. What do you think those class acts up in Montreal did? That fine old European city. That fine old cultured Montreal. What'd they do? They threw bananas on the ice. Now, we did that in the 50s and 60s around here, man. That's old news. Come up with something else. Show up in blackface. Do that Ted Danson thing. That's funnier than hell. Jeez. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. What do you want?
Well, you know, we didn't mean to do it. It's just,
Are you French or Mexican?
I don't know.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Jim Sadler is a self-taught, self-trained musician. And Mr. Sadler, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Phil.
And where are you?
I'm in San Diego, California.
San Diego. Now, you learned how to play the trumpet, the trombone.
Correct.
The piano, drums, and the electric guitar.
That is correct.
And you taught yourself.
I'm self-taught and self-trained. That is correct, right. And it only took me 15 minutes.
15 minutes to learn each.
Yes. And to anticipate the next question, I've asked myself how I would have this ability. And I know there are people called idiot savants. You've heard of that?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I came down with that or
Well, an idiot savant, no. An idiot savant. You don't know what an idiot savant is?
I'm vaguely familiar.
Well, an idiot savant is someone who, it's probably a harsh characterization, appellation, the person is not very developed IQ-wise in other areas, but in one area they're brilliant. The movie Rain Man, I think.
That was the movie I was talking to people about.
That you were like Rain Man?
Well, no, because he was obviously very slow, but had a skill.
No, but I wouldn't say that you're an idiot savant, because you sound like you're a man who can understand what I'm talking about. We're having a conversation here. But you have some uncanny ability to play the instrument. Now, you play the trumpet, right?
I play trumpet. I play trombone.
Okay, but let's just talk about the trumpet. How many different... There's a lot of different kinds of trumpets, aren't there?
Well, Phil, there are. There's the trumpet. There's Mozart trumpet, the mouth trumpet, there's cornet, there's a number of different trumpets. But I specialize in just basic trumpet, mouth trumpet.
Now, what is a mouth trumpet?
That's basically just a very basic trumpet sound. And
you are self-taught on all of these instruments?
That is correct.
All right, if I just threw out a song, you'd play it?
Yes, I could.
Name a song, Craig. You think of a song... Green Acres, you know that song?
I certainly do, Phil. That's from the television program, Green Acres. And that's Green Acres.
That's on the trumpet.
Right. Yeah.
All right, do Green Acres on the trombone. Okay, hold on for a minute.
What?
Hold on for a minute. Okay, I've got a list of things here. I'm interested. You're playing the trombone.
I'm playing trombone, and the other one was trumpet.
Play on the electric guitar, Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. All right, hold on for a minute.
What?
Hold on. You're playing a guitar, and you're playing...
Yeah. I'm not familiar with what you're trying to say.
And you play the drums, too?
Yeah.
Play the drums from Smoke on the Water, then.
Well, I can actually do the guitar and the drums.
So you're like a one-man band?
Yeah, watch.
Wait. Wait a minute.
All right.
Are you playing an instrument?
Yes.
You're playing the drums?
Yes.
And the guitar?
Yes.
What kind of guitar do you own?
I'm playing... What kind of guitar do I own?
Yeah, what kind of guitar is it that you're playing?
It's mouth guitar. I don't understand.
Okay, hold on for a minute. Janice, I'm in the middle of... What is this? Mouth guitar.
Right. Here's from A Whole Lot of Love.
Wait a minute, man. You're doing that with your mouth.
What do you think I said I was doing? I said I play mouth guitar.
What does that mean, mouth guitar?
I play guitar with my mouth.
You mean you're making the sound of a guitar with your mouth?
Right.
Oh, come on, man.
What did you think?
Well, that's not being self-taught. Yeah, great. Okay, so you can make a trumpet noise.
Jesus. Here's the Gilligan's Island theme. Wait a minute, how's it go?
What?
How's the Gilligan's Island theme?
All right, look it, pal. Get out of here. I don't want you on the air anymore.
Wait a minute, I was...
Hold on. What does he want? What, David?
What are you doing?
Obviously, I've got a guest on.
You're throwing a guest off the air after 5 minutes?
The guy's full of crap. He said he played...
No, I've been listening to him. You got to keep him on to the break. I don't want you breaking too early in the quarter hour. Now keep him on.
What am I going to talk about?
Just keep him on. You're the guy that's got him on. Thank you, Mr. Hall. That's all right. What's your name?
Sadler.
Great. Mr. Hall?
Yeah.
How does the Gilligan's Island theme go?
I don't believe this.
It goes, just sit right back. Oh, it's right.
Do you understand he's not really playing the trumpet?
What?
He's not playing the trumpet.
He's playing mouth trumpet.
I thought the guy was self-taught.
Listen, pal, you got him on your show. Now keep him on. I don't want you breaking too early. Now do it.
May I continue?
Go right ahead, sir.
I think this is a...
Excuse me. He's pretty good.
He's doing it with his mouth, okay? He's not pretty good.
Here's a Star Spangled Banner with a saxophone. Who booked him?
What?
Who booked him?
Janice.
Very good, Janice.
Oh, yeah, very good, Janice. Very good.
What's wrong?
I thought the guy had taught himself how to play these instruments.
Well, he did.
He did on his mouth. He taught himself how to play with his mouth. In other words, he's not putting anything in his mouth. He's just blowing with his mouth.
Right, which you do every day.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you're doing your show. This guy's making music, that's all. It's worth listening to. Go ahead. Do the Mary Tyler Moore theme.
I gotta tune it.
Oh, get out of here. I gotta tune it. When the guy says he taught himself how to play an instrument, I'm not talking about he can make the sound of a trumpet with his mouth. What does he want? What?
Don't ever hang up on me like that.
David, I'm sorry.
Don't do it. Don't ever do that. Hang up on me like that.
I'm sorry, okay? When the guy said I need to tune it, that was it.
Maybe he does. In fact, he taught me a couple of numbers. How do you like this?
Okay. I play mouth trumpet. Ba 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 da. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, now I remember when we got that call from that TV show, that new Kimmel show, that, what's it called? Cranker Yanker? I know what I said. I said, why do I want to be on a show where they make prank phone calls? Because we don't do that. All it is guys calling out. That was originally what I said, anyway. Now I would say, sure, I'd be happy to do it, Mr. Kimmel. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know what I said. I think it was something along those lines. Phil Henry Show here. Jeremy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing, Henry?
Fine. It's
Mr.
Phil
Henry.
To you, yeah.
Oh, sorry
it's
about
Phil
that.
Phil or Mr. Henry is fine.
I had a quick comment on how they're getting away with that. I'm not sure if you've seen Taxi Cab Confessions on HBO.
Yeah, I have.
But they're not told that they're being recorded until... the end of the cab ride. I don't know if there's any difference between what they're doing.
Yeah, there
show.
Is. It must be something in New York state law. It
okay.
has to be. It has to be. There has to be something. You can't do that legally, I know, in the state of California and Florida and a few other states. Imagine Georgia. Maybe New York allows you to, at least if you inform the individual and get their permission to use it is perhaps all that the law states in New York. I don't know.
Okay, so it has to be state by state then. Okay.
But they also have taxi confessions in Vegas. So, you know, and of course, in Vegas, you can do anything. You can marry a camel. You can, yeah.
Right.
But you have to you got to get the camel's consent before you sodomize it or whatever you do in Vegas to things.
Yeah, because there's all kinds of things going on in the back of those cabs. But yeah, that's all I've really had to do.
I mean, I wouldn't even take it so personally were not for the fact that I had people wagging their finger in my face and telling me I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that. See, we were so effective. There was a show on in Miami called The Ron and Ron Show. And this was a radio show that was pretty bad. And I think this guy is still on in New York. And I say bad, I don't mean anything personal by it, but it was I shouldn't even say it was pretty bad. It was a radio show. It was Ron and Ron. And so I made like this guy's voice, see? I was pretending like I was Ron. And I was talking about how I didn't have enough to eat and, you know, our show was going in the tank and we just sent us some sandwiches or something and people were calling and, you know, wanted to help out Ron and his partner Ron. And, well, what happened? What do you think happened? Well, I got a call from the manager of these two guys. These two guys had a manager and this is their agent or their manager. Somebody calls and he says, this is a horrible. He called the president of the company that I worked for. I got screamed at by the president of the company. I got chewed out. I got called on the carpet. I got chewed on the carpet and called out. I got everything. I got reamed. I got rimmed. I got robbed. I was raped and I was left. Left with just sand in my hands. You know, it was not a very pleasant experience. Now these guys are making money doing this stuff. And where is Phil? I'm sitting here pounding sand. That's all I'm trying to say, see? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ted's Beverly Hills Bowling Shirt available on our website. Look, at make up for the money that I'm losing on all these crank phone call shows. Buy a Ted's Beverly Hills Bowling Shirt. You'll be glad you did. Here's Fern. Hi, Fern.
Hi.
How are you, Fern?
I'm all right.
Good. Can you turn your radio down?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
Thing. I agree.
Can you, like, not use that language?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, what was your comment?
I just say that's really messed up that he called and pretended to use all those instruments, and I just think that's really messed up.
Do you believe that guy? What's that about?
I can't believe that. You shouldn't be able to lead people on like that.
No.
That's basically all I wanted to... I agree with you.
I got it, yeah.
Turn it on. Turn it on. Sorry, there's someone else. Basically, all I wanted to say.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, let's go to Todd in Houston. Todd, hi.
Hi, Phil.
How you doing?
Love the show.
Good, thanks.
I think those people on that crank show are, first of all, they're going to call some stupid people like people that listen to AM radio. And then they're going to tell them something like what the telemarketers say, which is something like, can we record this conversation for later verification or record it for training purposes or something like that.
Oh, yeah? That's cool, okay.
Those telemarketers use that crap all the time.
Can we record your call? Yeah.
And then once they've got them, I guess they can...
Now, how do they do that taxi cab confession thing?
See, I don't know.
I think
on that show, they ask them afterwards and they have to get permission.
It must be a law that changes from state to state, is all I can say. And because I know of shows that will do this. Hi, you're on the air. Listen, can we ask you a question? You know, they just barrel right through. The guy goes, hello? Yes, you're on the air on the Dweeb and Asswipe show. Listen, we wanted to know, sir, what color is your toilet roll? You know, and they'll do that. And the cat has no chance. You know, he's thrown on the air, right?
Well, you know that 90% of the people they call are not going to pay attention to any of that anyway.
Right, but they're legal because they said it, and they're
absolutely
cool. Now, how does cops? See, cops gets away with it because if the guy doesn't give his permission, they just pixelate the face. Boom, no problem.
Sure.
And it's, well, no, it doesn't have anything to do if it's in public. They can't shoot you. If you are recognizable on camera, they have to pay you. Just like in a movie, if you were walking down the street picking up cigarette butts or whatever, and they were filming a scene from French Connection 8, and they you could recognize yourself in that scene, they'd have to pay you. That's why a lot of those, I don't know how they do it. What do I know? But that's a very interesting point. So they tell them, we're going to be recording this phone call. Oh, okay. Well, make a note of that, will you, Janice, so we can start doing that? All right, thanks a lot, Todd.
You bet.
Okay, bye. Wow. This just in. Game show bride Darva Conger and ex-Olympic gold medal gymnast Olga Korbut have been added to Fox's Celebrity Boxing 2 on May 22nd. Conger and Korbut joined the previously announced matches John Wayne Bobbitt versus Joey Buttafuoco, William the Refrigerator Perry versus Manute Bol. The fourth and last pairing is pending. Conger married Rick Rockwell, a total stranger on Fox's Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire in February 2000. She ditched him when his shady past was revealed. I saw Darva Conger in a restaurant not too long ago. She's very beautiful. I don't know why she'd want to do this. And I certainly don't know why Olga Korbut would want to do this. She won a gold medal. She won like four gold medals in the Olympics. God, next thing you know, they're going to have the Queen of England will be, yeah, okay, I'll give it a shot. The Queen of England tonight versus Saddam Hussein and celebrity. They'll do it, and it's going to be legit. It won't be a shtick. Won't be any joke. The Queen of freaking England will get in the ring and go three rounds with Saddam. Anybody will get on this program. I saw Darva Conger in a restaurant, and I thought she was very lovely. And all I knew her was from this show. But I guess that taste of fame she liked, and she wants more of it, and the only way she can do it is to beat the crap out of Olga Korbut, which, of course, she's not going to do. Olga Korbut's she's an athlete who's about, I'd put her around 45. I think, let's see, the Olympics, she was 14, and I was 20. She's 6 years younger than me. Yeah, she's about 43, Olga Korbut is right now. Darva Conger's, I don't know how old she is. Olga Korbut will kill her. She'll kill her. And that's the only way that I'll watch a show like that. If these people just don't get into the ring and beat each other up, if they kill each other, then I'm going to watch. If you can guarantee to me that Olga Korbut will beat and kill Darva Conger, nah, that's a bad example. I don't know. What were the ones they had most recently? Didn't they have a Danny, what's his ass? Danny Buttafuoco? What's the kid on the radio show? Bonaducci, if he could have beaten to death Barry Williams, then that would have been something I would have taped and enjoyed after we got back from Fiji. If I would have flipped on my TV and just seen, boom, boom, come on, Danny, he's dead, he's dead. Just get away from me. Boom, boom, Danny, he's dead. Boom. Now, how's that, Fox, huh? How's that for a TV show? Olga Korbut apparently is drinking and stealing, so her life, in my opinion, is doing very well. She doesn't need this. She's drinking heavily, and she's been involved in petty theft. She doesn't need to lower herself to this. She's an alcoholic. She's a thief. She's done time for serial murder. Why should she lower herself to be on Fox? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.